This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm north of Goodland, Kansas, visiting with Fred Shields of F&J Farms. And Fred, you're just basically getting started with a lot of your harvest. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We've been off and on started. The moisture was borderline, so we've been having to move from county to county. But the main thing we're trying to accomplish right now is to get our seed wheat enterprises all finished up.
And what area do you farm?
Well, we farm really from just a little bit south of Bird City all the way to north of Brewster and then south of Cantarato.
Has the harvest, once you've gotten started, has it gone fairly smoothly?
It has. We've got yields that are all over the place. Of course, every year you cut your better wheat first, so we haven't even tapped in some of the stuff that was kind of borderline eroded. The biggest hurdle we had to climb was trying to get the wheat up, and the only place we really got it up was in Cheyenne County and a little bit in eastern Sherman County. And the rest of it all actually just germinated at different stages throughout the different months.
And that was due to dryness?
Drought, big drought. Our last real decent rain was a hailstorm in the middle of July. And so we went with a long period with hot and dry and windy conditions, and so we just couldn't get the wheat up.
And as far as what has survived that, is it doing fairly well?
Yeah, we certainly had some wind erosion. That's one thing that a farmer doesn't like to do is be out chiseling in the wintertime. But we had about 650 acres that blew out on us, and we thought we were going to have more. But anyway, it survived, and even the stuff that we chiseled that we didn't tear up still has some potential.
What type of yields have you been seeing, if you know?
Well, we've cut five different seed wheat varieties, and we're actually certified seed growers of over 10 varieties. We've cut some Dallas that made 75 and had excellent test weight and high protein, 15%. And we've cut some Hamilton and Bird and Langan that have done quite well. But like I said, I don't like to make a judgment on my first few fields because they are my best fields. But I think all in all, our yields are probably 20 to 25% above expectations.
Well, it's nice to be on the other side of that, I would think.
Absolutely. After last year's hail debacle, we lost 65% of all of our acres last year, and I think last year would have been the biggest crop we would have ever raised.
Well, it's been quite a few years in a row without much moisture.
Seems to be. I don't know. They talk about climate change, but we seem to be in the bullseye of it. It doesn't seem like you go too far north or east of us, and they're not in bad shape, but we really, really struggle to get uniform rains here. It's just been real sporadic.
You said a lot of what you do is seed wheat, is that right?
Yeah, that's a big part of our wheat business. We started doing this on just a side job, just to produce wheat that we wanted to grow. Then we had neighbors asking for it, so we decided to start testing varieties, and we've done the test plots for 40 years for Kansas State University.
And is the wheat that you grow for seed wheat, is that generally the KSU varieties?
We have some Colorado varieties, we have KSU varieties, we have some private enterprise varieties. We would like to get these varieties down to a half dozen, but it seems like they produce three or four brand new ones. And before you peel off your old ones, you got to try your new ones. So we've got a lot of varieties. The KSU varieties have done remarkable here of late because they started to produce varieties that were conducive for our area. A lot of the varieties they produced 15 years ago were more central Kansas, eastern Kansas. And now they're really working hard on western Kansas varieties.
Well, I understand they're pretty well into the red wheat now and have given up a lot of the white wheat research they were doing.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing any more white wheat unless they've got one variety on the horizon. But no, it just seems like this area to grow white wheat is difficult because we have a really tough time finishing off wheats. White wheat is a little bit like a spring wheat. It needs better moisture and higher humidity and less heat to finish off.
Well, Fred, I've appreciated you visiting with me today. That's Fred Shields of F&J Farms. This is Jim Wenger.